Now we're going to go to that Tzadi Chesed and Aleph. We have no choice.
Today is
Tzadi Tes, but because Tzadi Tes is in the middle of a sugya,
yeah,
and there's nowhere on Tzadi Chesed and the base to start, the only place that we can start that makes sense is to start with Tzadi Ches, Tzach,
I'm an Aleph,
on the bottom, yeah. On the bottom. But it's very easy to Gemara, so we should have absolutely no trouble learning.
Amar Vasi?
No trouble learning than a daf and a half plus a little bit more.
Okay, so let's go.
Amar Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba. It's one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
So we're going very fast. No questions. No, that gets sidetracked. Amar Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, called Yisun Shebetarish B'Shishim. Okay, you saw it. All Yisunim Shebetarish B'Shishim. Look at Rashi, B'Shishim. Very good. And when we go to Rashi, the first very wide line, Hecha Dibbe Dakne. When divdakne inami, what does it mean divdakne? What does that mean? I don't know what that word means. I don't know what that word means. When Chazal they gave a halacha divdakne.
Divdakne is from badik. If you're gonna
examine. If you're going to try to make an investigation and they do not give a reason, you're going to try to look into the reason, you will not discover one. Or Inami leka lemeka matama. There's no way to understand the reason. Min umina. Okay, basically over here is in a situation where it's min. There's no way you can possibly know what it tastes like because both of the iser veheter have the same flavor.
Right.
Avalhecha div dakne. Oh, that's what I mean. I don't know what I mean. You have time. Time is flavor. Flavor. And one more time. Heva div dakne. You've tested it.
If you tested it,
the low you have tama.
You don't know the flavor.
Inami leka lemek matama.
You don't feel the flavor that fell in.
Maybe the trave, whatever. Div dakne, you have tama. Le'olam tama loy bottle. In other words, if you have a situation where it's more than 60. It's 100 times heter. You have a piece of iser that has fallen into 100 times heter, and you've tasted it. And guess what? You can taste the iser. You can taste the Dover Ha'asar.
In
the Dover Ha'amotar, then there's no such thing as Shishim. The only time we say that Shishim works is when it's verified that you do not taste anymore the flavor of the Isser. So if you have something which is Heter, which falls into Isser, and so the other way around, if something which is Asar, which falls into Heter, and you taste it, either you give it to a guy to taste, or you taste it in a way that it's permitted for you to taste,
and you don't
sense it. Then, if you have 60 times more heter than iser, we are paskin that the iser is botel. Or sometimes you cannot possibly taste it. Why not? Because both the iser and the heter have the same exact flavor. Min b'minay.
Then you don't need shishim.
Then you do need shishim. Of course you need shishim.
Oh.
Of course you need shishim because then we have to assume the worst. When is the only bahawa? Now, this is a very important Rashi. Rashi says, but what happens if you have iser and it falls into 100 times its volume of heter?
And you feel it,
then it's not bottle. It's not bottle, it's awesome. It's the only time Chazal say we apply the rule of shishim is where we don't taste it. How could it be that we do not taste the prohibited matter in one of two cases? Either we did a taste test and it's not there, or it's not possible to taste. How is it not possible to taste? Min b'minay. But let us say you were to do a taste test and you can taste the prohibited matter, even if the situation is such where you have 100 times more heter than iser, then it's going to be osur. Okay? It's only in this, like you go, min b'minay, aval heich, is a very important Rashi. This is a very yesoidistic Rashi. Aval heich, where div dakne, you did a taste, we have time, li oilam tamo le bottle. Kidam Rinan become comes in many places. Come on, Nami Amrinan, Yesh, Behem, Lesson Tam. Bain Shesh Lahalis, Bemea, Bain Echad, Bain Shain, Osir. If you can taste the prohibited matter, there's nothing to discuss, then it's going to be awesome. That's the Gemara later on. The Gemara is going to discuss later on. He's quoting the Gemara because there are certain things which require 100. When it comes to Arlo,
Kilakadim.
What?
When do you say Batu Barav?
The Batu Barav is Shtechat, is Min, is a Dovar that's not Mesin Tam. Dover have two pieces of meat that have not been cooked together. Two pieces of meat. One is kosher, two are not kosher.
Yeah.
And they get mixed together, and there's not a matter of flavor. Roiv is applied in a situation where there's no tam. Shishim is applied in a place of tam. K. Okay, this is a very important yisoid to understand Hilchos Batan Taruvus.
So Nachmo, two treif, two kosher.
Two treif, one kosher. Two treif and one kosher, it's treif.
Yeah.
Let's say it's two kosher and one treif.
Yes.
It's kosher. All three are kosher. What about shishim? Shishim is only a principle that is applied when there is flavor. Sure. Flavor.
Even if the flavor doesn't
what?
Taste them, but then you're making the distinction now that it's only with things of flavor, but
let's say there is flavor.
Then there's
a vibe. We learned daf tzadi ches omud aleph. Omud aleph.
And when you say one treif into two pieces of kosher meat?
One treif, not into, one, they got mixed together.
No, got mixed
flavor.
Then we say
bottle beroyv. Then we apply the principle of chad betray.
But it's be'en. You mamish see it.
That's right. That's the halacha. You have three pieces of meat.
And you don't know which one is which.
You don't want is which. You have three pieces of meat.
You can eat all three of them.
Well, all three, not vasachas. That's a big machlokes rishonim. Can you eat all three pieces of meat. Can you eat only two? You have to assume the third one that you're not going to eat. Any two you want. Any two you want. And you could assume the third one was a non-kosher one. But what do we say then? No, you can eat all three, but just don't eat all three in the same moment. Don't eat all three in the same sitting.
And others say, others
say you can eat all three in bevasachas. It's a big major machlekes rishonim when you apply the principle of achad betray. Does that mean it's nishapech? This is the truth of rishonim. It's nishapech. The prohibited piece of meat becomes permitted. And I think the Rishon who says if you don't understand this concept, you don't even know the aleph base in the laws of Issa v'Heter. If you don't understand that if you have three pieces of meat, two are kosher, and one is treif, and you now can eat in one shot all three pieces of meat, it means you don't even know the aleph base of how of the laws of Issa v'Heter. There's a din of bittul in the Torah. The din of bittul is nishapich. It causes the prohibited matter to become permitted. The laws of the Torah do not follow the laws of reality. In the world of reality, one piece is chazer, and two pieces are kosher meat. You'll tell me, timtum halev? No. If the Torah tells you that the one piece, this treif, becomes permitted, there's no timtum halev. The halacha has such a koyach to be mahabich. And if you don't understand this, I think it's the Rashbu who said this. See, the Rashbu, one of the major Rishonim, the Rashbu, the Ritva, you don't understand this, it means you don't even know the aleph base.
But look, nevertheless,
you don't know the aleph base.
Better off not eating.
No, why better off? Why?
That's what I'm asking.
No, according to the
Rishonim.
Because that's exactly what the Rashbu says. If you talk like that, it means you mamish do not understand the aleph base of the Torah of halacha. You don't understand nothing. This is what the Torah says. There's something called bittel. Two kosher, one treif. Chad betray, it's bottle. But you know what bottle means? You know what bottle means? Bottle means it's nishapich. There's no tintim halev. Halacha overrides mitzias. Halacha creates the mitzias. It's not that the mitzias is there. Oh, don't take your chances. That's what he says. That's a powerful yisoid. Other rishonim, a choylik. They say, no, what are you talking about? It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. Pure numbers.
Russian
you have three pieces, exactly. Yeah, I once saw that on television. It was gewaldic. I couldn't believe what I was seeing over there.
You know what Russian roulette is?
No, but I've heard roulette.
You take a gun, you know the old-fashioned guns?
Yeah.
And yeah, you bullets, so you only put like two or three bullets. You put like three bullets, and then you spin it.
Yeah.
And everyone passes the gun around the table, and they put the gun, and they press the trigger.
They kill themselves.
No, not necessarily.
If you're lucky,
then when it comes to you, when you push the trigger, you survive.
Oh, you mean that thing has more than three?
That's six. That's six holes.
Let's say
you can put
three.
Six bullets.
So
you go. You're dead. It's like there's no bullets.
Halacha. So listen, there's a box. There's a glass screen.
No.
It's not nearly as bad as this.
What show is it on?
I don't know what show is on. I don't know. I don't know. Excuse me here. You probably know. Excuse me. You know. I don't know.
They would take a prisoner of war.
I mean, some
they would take prisoners of war and put them up on the table and make them to shoot themselves. That's the movie you probably saw. And they bet on it if the guy's going to pull the trigger and kill himself or not.
We give you such a good education here.
Sick people.
It's torture.
Do we give you such a good education here?
That's called Russian roulette. Okay.
Tim Tamale, you're talking about Tim Tamale.
So there's no so the other Rishonim say other Rishonim say
six chambers. It's like there's no bullets. The guy shouldn't be worried about it ever.
Other Rishonim say it's a numbers game. The Torah says you have three pieces of meat. Nee. You can eat a bottle. However, l'may nafkamina, you can't eat all three because you have to be toileh that the third you eat whatever two you want.
Yeah.
Whatever two you pick, we assume. Those are the kosher pieces.
Okay.
And the third, another person can eat the third.
Yes.
Piece?
Oh, yes.
Sure. One second.
What do you mean that? But the person who eats up the two, he can't eat up the third.
No, because even if he's because hungry. Bittel. How far does Bittel go according to these Rishonim?
Interesting.
It only goes so far to say that you can eat two of the three, any two you want, but not eat all three in one shot. You can eat the third tomorrow for lunch.
You can't eat it. But
he said Vavasach. What about tomorrow? He wants to eat the third piece.
This is all part. This is all like part of the different opinions. Okay, this is a sugya. I remember a Reisman, Tervidas, he gave a shia, whole shia. He blew my mind.
Him, yeah.
He blew my mind. He put on the board all the Rishonim, and he was saying all these
Russian
things.
Russian roulette blew your
mind. No, he was talking all the Rishonim, the whole sugya of Bittel, Tchad, betray all the different opinions, all the alumnus. He could explain something mamish with such a clarity like you never your life saw. Everyone walked out of that room there. You knew it. Even, I'm talking to you what he taught me. How many years ago? Before you were born. Unbelievable. Koyach of Hasbara. Incredible.
He must have been prepared. Very young because he's not that old.
Must have been very prepared, right?
He's probably very, very young.
Before I was born, the Ephraim was.
Because, no, he's not that old. So, I mean,
and Ephraim is that old?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
he's close to the Gemara. He's close in age with him.
Vayit to the Gemara. No,
he lives on this block. He's 19 between.
Vayit, he lives.
Eminem.
L'halon.
Eminem.
How long? Weiter. Weit in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit in the Gemara. Moses, so Amar of Shuman, Levi, Mishim, Bakapar, Akolisim, Shabbatar, Mishim, 60. Amar of Fan, Rabbi, Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yitzhak. Rabbi, Ato, Oimer, Cain, question mark. How can you say the rule of Shishim? But Hachi, Amar, Rav Asi, Amar of Shuman, Levi, Mishim, Bakapar, Akolisim, Shabbatar, Bimea, Machlekis. It's not Bishishim. Bittel is not v'shishim, it was b'meya. Ushim, the Gemara says, you know what? The answer is, you're right, it's machloikis in the Amaroyim. A machloikis is the bittel b'meya or bittel b'shishim. How do we paskin? Of course, b'shishim. But he says b'meya. Ushnem lo limaduha ela mizraya b'shela the el nazir. A nazir, when he concludes his term of nazirus, what does he do? He has to give the zraya, the foreleg, to the who? To the koyin. Is he allowed to eat that? Is he allowed? Is that has the status of a carbon shlom? What? The kohen eats it. It's like chuma.
Right.
It's like chuma.
So
is the nazir allowed to eat the zroya? No. It's like a zor who eats chuma. A zor eats chuma. What's the halacha? He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim.
Yeah.
So here we have the zroya b'shela. It's like chuma. And now we have the rest of the animal. And the rest of the animal is going to be eaten by the nazir. And when he's going to eat it, he's allowed to eat it. In fact, the Gemara of Mekash, what are you talking about? When you cook the El Nazir, do you cook it in the same pot? Do you cook the Gansa animal?
Yes,
you do. Of course you do. So therefore, isn't there going to be a problem that the leg, the arm, which you're going to give as a gift to the Kohen, which has the status of Truma, which the Chiv Misa, B'Yishamayim, will Mimela, through the cooking, is going to get absorbed into the rest of the animal. And the Yisrael is going to be eating the rest of the animal, which have the B'liyois, Min B'minoi of the Zroya B'Shela. And yet the Torah says, go right ahead. Why does the Torah go right ahead? It must be that it's bottle. It must be the Torah in this pasuk by teaching you that the Zroya B'Shela is
whatever
cooked,
comes out is bottle.
It's bottle. Why? Yeah. Because the rest of the animal is going to be either what? Either it's going to be 60 times or it's going to be 100 times because they made a calculation. And the Rebbe now explains the two sides to make the calculation.
Yeah.
And it's not from the, we count the bones. Let's see what's going on here. The Maori over here says,
From the Nazir,
we're telling the Brass, B'Shela. What does it mean the word B'Shela? Define the word B'Shela. So we like to translate it, it means to be cooked. Right? Bishel. Not so fast. The Gemara says, Ein B'Shela Ela Shelema. B'Shela is not, it doesn't mean cook. It means to be complete. Now, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Loi Nisparish Be'ezel Loshen. Rashi says, I'm shocking. Rashi says, I don't know what language you're talking about. Okay? I don't know what language you're talking about over here is. In Lashon Kodesh, Mishil means to cook.
Right.
And the Gemara says, no, it means Shlema. Rashi says, really? Not in Hebrew. Rashi was a mumcha in Hebrew. Rashi knew his Hebrew. He got an A. He got an Aleph plus in when he learned in Cheder in Lush Kodesh. So Rashi's saying this, I mean, that when the Gemara, Rashi's saying an incredible Chiddush, when it's over here, it says the Imshel of B'Sheleva, Rashi's making an assumption that the word B'Shel is in a different language. The Torah over here at times, this is also a very controversial
Sukkah. Well, Rashi says it's
a different language. This in itself is a controversial topic. Does the Torah incorporate within it words from other languages?
Galed.
Toitophos. Excellent. Toitophos. Galed. There are other words. There are a couple of words here and there.
No, not Galed. Yigar Sadusa.
Yigar Sadusa. I'm sorry, you're correct. Yigar Sadusa. You called it Yigar Sadusa. Galed. All right, Yigar Sadusa. And then you said Toitophos. Excellent. Toitophos is also a different word. It means a beautiful, an ornament. Yeah. And there are other words. There are other words here and there. I don't know what they are. Yeah. So therefore, Rashi over here is making an assumption. The word B'Shela is a borrowed word from a different language that was included in the Torah Kedoshah. Half little fella. So which language are we discussing? Is it Greek? Is it Aramaic? Doesn't
Rashi
say
he doesn't know.
I don't know. All we know from the Gemara, this way Rashi understands, all we know is that according to this man, the Amar, this, according to this Gemara, the Brice of time, B'shele, Ein B'shele, El Shlema, is a davar poshut, that it's not Lashon Kodesh. It's a different language. What language? We don't know. But it means Shlema. Tosfos, Tav Tosfos, Perish, according to Lom Mitzparish, Be'ez Lashon, V'nil L'farish, Demashma B'shele, K'mo B'shele, Lomed, D'gusha. Lamed as a degusha, which means b'she'lo, which means that it's a separate, it's the belief in the word.
With what it has.
The mapik hay, and it also mapik two dots. A dot in the lamed, a dot in the hay, which makes the word law into an independent word. And the beis shin means b'she, k'mo, she'yesh lo, k'loimar k'moishi. Tosfos comes to the rescue. It's a Hebrew word. Mm-hmm. And b'shele really is a composite of two words.
So
Bishel. Bishel law. Bishel means its entirety. Bishel of itself. The ganze
Zach. What does law mean?
It means her. Itself. The piece of meat itself. So Toy says, this is not another language. This is Lashon Kodesh. It is a sophisticated... Right. Rashi says that the word Bishela cannot in any way mean Shlema in Lashon Kodesh, and therefore we have no choice but to search all the dictionaries to ask the Google Hadar to tell us which language Google the Hadar? Word the Google Hadar to ask see. which language B'Shela, which language B'Shela has to mean another language, because there's no other way to make sense out of this. Toy says, what are you talking about? It's Lashon Kodesh, and it's an acronym. It's not an acronym, it's a composite. Two words, Loh. Lo mapik hay, which means it's the gush, it's the beginning of a new word. Hay is ha, it's her. The mapik hay means it means of it, itself.
Rashi and probably knew that, and he still wasn't
rejected
satisfied.
It. Yeah, he still rejected it. Yeah. Rashi didn't want to make any composites. Vaita. Yeah. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Meir in b'sheila elish nespashli ima ayil. No, he disagrees. B'sheila means bishul. Pshuta kimashmoy. No ands and buts. Don't make any fancy words. Now we have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rashi. Is B'Shela mean Shalema or means Bishel? Now, what is that argument between the two? What exactly is the point of this agreement? So the Gemara the is now going to explain. The Kuliyama, you have to understand before we start that both Tanakama and Rashbi, there's no machlekes, they agree. The Kuliyama, Bahadi, Ayel, Mevash, everyone agrees that you cook the Ayel, the leg, the foreleg, with the rest of the animal in one big pot. Everyone
only
agrees.
One leg, not both.
You only give the Koye in one leg.
One leg.
The right leg. But
the right leg, you mean the front, the back?
The front. The front. The Zeroya is really, I made a mistake, it's not a leg, it's an arm. So the front is always called the arm, and the back is called the leg, even when they're on their force.
Even when
they're on the force, it's...
The front's called the Zeroya.
It's called the Zeroya, the back is called the regel. Even when it's on the force. So therefore, everyone agrees that the Zeroya B'Shele is going to be cooked together with the rest of the Al. What's the machlag? What then is the disagreement between Tanakama and Rashbi? First, you sever it. You sever the Zeroya B'Shela before you put it into the pot. Then you cook it. No, you cook it in one shot. Now, what's going to be now the Nafkamina? So Rashi comes to explain. Okay, now here's the point that we need our Gemara. The Shlema Mevashel, the Ein Mechatech Mechatiches. Now we have to go weiter to come back to the Gemara to make the machlokes between Shishim and Ohan. Let's go to the weiter. Okay, one more line. Levi say, "Modikul Yama b'chadichlo." Everyone will agree is b'chadichlo b'chadu b'vashlo. Everyone, you first cut it. Miu marasa b'chadi al b'vashlo marasa b'kedera cheres b'vashlo. Ah, everyone agrees. You cook it in one shot. According to the second version, you're going to cook it in the assembly. You're going to cook it in one shot. Now, lelishna kama. Now, here we come and we explain the machlokes. Is it going to be 100, or is it going to be shishim? Lelishna kama. According to the first lashon, levi then and plus lelishna basha libi the rabbi shimon yochai. Then ma there was masav v'hadi ayam v'ashlo masav v'hadi. And lishna kama alib d'rabbi yakol lishna basha alib d'rabbi shimon yochai ma'adam b'shishim savar basar v'yatzamas b'chadi basar v'yatzamas misharinan v'ahavi lei b'shishim holds that the shishim that we include the basar and the bones b'chadi basar v'yatzamas misharinan v'ahavi lei b'shishim but the man d'yam b'meya savar basar b'chadi basar misharinan v'ahavi lei b'meya. So far it's very simple. According to 3/4 of the possible opinions, okay, we have machloikis between Tanakama and Rashbi. And there are two different ways to learn the machloikis. There's Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. What do total of four opinions. Two opinions, and there are two ways to understand the machloikis. If three of the four different possibilities all agree that it's going to be cooked together, according to the first version, everyone agrees you cook it together. Only difference is do you cut it or not. According to the second version, Rashbi holds that you cook it together. Tanakama holds you cook it separately. So three of the four opinions agree that you cook it together. Right? Simple. So what's the Shaila? Shaila is do we look at the meat, at the leg, the zroya, relative to the rest of the animal, including the bones, the gidin, the atzamos, or do we only look at the basar? If you want to go look at the leg relative to the bones, there are a lot more bones in the rest of the animal than there are in the zroya. The zroya has very little bone, but the rest of the animal has a lot of bone. Groisa bones. Big bones. The Nela, what will be the calculation when you want to make this measurement of how much volume there is in the rest of the animal versus the zroya? 100. But let's say when you want to say that when you want to discuss bittel, the bones don't count because bones do not give a flavor. Bones are not the nice same time. We don't count the bones, just count the meat. Then when you make the calculation of the volume of flesh there is in the animal versus the zroya, it's going to be 60. Got it?
Yeah.
That's it. Simple. So far, simple. We have machlekes, Tanakama, and Rashbi. And there are two different ways to learn the machlekes. Three of the four opinions that will come out will be that we're anyway going to cook the two of them together. And the problem is the flavor of the Zroya will be imparted into the remainder of the animal. So yet the Torah says, go right ahead and do it. There is no problem. Obviously, the Torah is telling us it's going to be the bittel. Why is there bittel? Because obviously the part of the rest of the animal is mevatel, the part that's forbidden. And what is the ratio? Well, it depends. If you want to take into consideration the bones and the gidin, then the ratio will be 100 verse 1. If you want to say that they're willing to take into consideration the flesh, then it's going to be 60 verse 1. Is that good?
Yeah.
Good. So let's read the words one more time. So the Iba is saying, let's see over here, Lishna of Kama. Okay, let's start now. We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Lishna Kama. According to the first version, Aliva Direko, because everyone agrees in the first version, you're going to cook it together. And Lishna Basra, Aliva Rabbi Shimon, and Yichai Holt, they're also going to cook it together. You're going to separate, you're going to sever the leg, and then you're going to put the leg in the same pot as the animal. Man Diyamar Bashishim, the one that says, Shishim, Sava Basra Vyatsamos, Bahade Basra Vyatsamos, Misharinan. We're going to make that calculation. That man said, this is the other way around. We're going to make the calculation of bas of yatzamos and bas of yatzamos. So we take it to consider. So then we make the calculation, including the bas of yatzamos, the ratio of the remainder of the animal versus the leg is going to be 60 to 1. The harvest labor shishim. We all make the calculation of flesh. Then it's going to be the amount of meat against meat. Then we're not going to count the bone. Look at Rashi. Fine. Now what about the next follow through? Now the Gemara says, Okay, so now the Gemara does not want to discuss the Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara over here in this version says that this only going to be a raya. The Machlokes over here is going to be a raya according to the three of the four opinions. Because according to one opinion, there's no way to learn. And the Gemara will come back to that man, that person soon. According to the Chachamim, who hold that the Machlokes between Rashbi and the Chachamim is the Machlokes, do you cook it together, you don't cook it together. So very good, according to Rashbi, you cook it together. But according to the Rabbanan, you don't cook it together. So what then will be the raya that you need Shishim or Meya? According to the Chachamim, that we're going to come back to a little bit later on. Good?
Yeah.
But so far it's good? So are you okay over here?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Excellent.
So now the Moravi says, General Kasha, how can you go and learn from the Zeraya B'Sheila? The Zeraya B'Sheila is quarantined. It's off limits. This is the only Hechetimsa of Heter Haba Michlal Isser. Zehu Lemute Mai. Lav lamute kol usum shem b'Torah. This says in the Brayis, this is the only time we have a halach in the Torah where you're allowed to eat a davar that's aser. The Torah is being matir you to eat a davar aser. What's davar aser? The zrei b'sheila, the basar, the nazir. The nazir is eating meat which has flavor of the zrei b'sheila, which has the same status as truma. To eat a zar who eats truma is chayiv nisa. Bidei Shemayim. Correct?
Yes. So how could he be able
so
to
now,
eat the
how could he... Not the Zroya. How could he eat the Basar? The Zroya is a Truma. The rest of the animal is Basar. How are we allowing the Nazir to eat the regular Basar of the rest of the animal when it has within it the flavor of the Zroya B'Sheila? Correct?
Yes.
So what does it say in the Bible? You're right. The Bible says this is the only time in the world, the only time in the culture of Kula where we allow a human being to eat a davar that's awesome. It's be'etzem awesome. It's heter haba michlal iser. The Torah was matter something which ordinarily is forbidden. Good?
Yes.
Which implies that elsewhere, if you have exactly the same ratio, the same calculation, michlal Torah kula would be awesome. So you see, pumfakarit, you see that there is no such thing as bittul. How can you go to say this is going to be the prototype to matter shishim me'a when the Gemara explicitly said this is the exception to the rule? So Amar by Ma'aseh in this way, Elul Rabbi Yehuda Yomar Min B'Mina Loibatol in Chanami. That Brice that says the only exception is not Lufi the Tanakama. That's going to the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds Min B'Mina Loibatol Kamash Blon Dohacha Batol. In other words, this is a special sheet of all of a Shas. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. You have to know this. You learn Shas. You're Shasiyed. You learn Daf Yomi. You're Faher. But the Sima Shas ordered to come into MetLife.
Into the building.
You're not, it's outdoor, not a building, it's an outdoor place. They're going to say, you have to give it to Kafeher. And they're going to ask you a very simple question to see if you ever learned Daf Gemara. They ask you, was the Shita of Yehuda Benogea, Bittel? So what is he going to answer? He's going to answer, Rabbi Yehuda's Pasha, he holds Min Biminai Enai Batla Afilu Be'elef. So the other thing over here is that according, Rabbi told them, it is not bottle, but Mela, here is the exception. Zeraya b'sheilas taka should not be bottle, min b'vila is never bottle, but here it's going to be bottle, because we're going to allow the nazir to eat it. But we're not learning from there. We're following the chachonim, who hold min b'vila is bottle, and they taka, it's not a chiddish. Pumfakar, this is going to be the lima l'chol tera kula. Fred the gemara, so therefore, v'ligma mina. Why taka don't we learn mina according to the words of Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda? Why, Rabbi Yehuda, you so machmir? Why don't you, Rabbi Yehuda, use this as a binyan av l'chala terakula that min bin mina is batal b'shishim? Why do you have to be the exception? Hear the question?
Yes.
You listening to me what I'm saying over here?
Sure.
V'ligma minei. The Gemara says, no, guess what? The Goli Rachman, the Veloch Midam HaPar, Midam HaSoir, Tarvaya Bahadid Ninu, Veloy Batli. There's another example. It says the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoir, those two, they take the bloods. Let's discuss another halacha. What's the famous halacha? On Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he sprinkles eight times. Achas, 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 ushtayim, yeah? You don't hear my nusach?
Please.
You don't hear crack the windows here? The windows have not yet cracked.
Please.
So, we have over here, there you take the two bloods. damapar, damasoyer, and you mix into one cup, and you go in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and you sprinkle eight times, and you yoitzed it, and it's straight until you do hazah, from damapar, dam, no, that's not, and I made a mistake, not in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, on the Mizbech HaZoh, on Mizbech HaZoh. When you go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim and the Pareches, you sprinkle separately for the Dam HaPar, and then what do you do? Shlomo, what do you do then? When you come to do the sprinkle on the Mizbeach HaZohav, Zahav, Ha'oretz Ahitoiv, Shom HaBedelach Ever HaShoyam, the Bedelach is the Dam HaPar, the Shoyam is Dam HaSoyer. Is it what you just said over here? It's on the tape. Okay, maybe one day someone will push what we just said. When you come now to the Mizbeach HaZov, you have two bloods, and you take those two bloods and you mix them together. Yeah, you mix them together, and you do only one sprinkling on the Tiharoi Shal Mizbeach. How could you be Yoitze? It's bottle, because there's more blood of the par than of the ayil. The par is a grosser animal. The ayil is a cleaner animal. So there's more so that we should say that the blood of the dam of the par should mevat the dam of the ayil. And now when you do the chazon, the tiharoi shel mizbeach, you should not be yoitze because you only spring down on the par, not down on the ayil. And yet the Torah says you get kapara. So what do you learn from this yisoid? That min, the minoy, is not bottle. So now it's shnei kisuvim. It's dam par, dam ayil is not bottle. And it's the Zroya B'Sheila with the Bosser of the Isle, it's not bottle. Shnei Kisuvim Abom Kechad Ein Melamdin. Givaldik. That's why you cannot use the sword, because you have Dabba 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 Let's learn from what? Let's learn from the case of the first the Gemara's kash was in the Zohar B'Sheila. According to why you so machmir to say that min bimin is not bottle. Learn from the Zohar B'Sheila. The Gemara says the Gemara says no. Gali Rachmana. We can't learn from there because the loch b'dam apar b'dam asoyer. They come together and it's not bottle. So Nachamol, you see, Rashi, who's kasha? Who's that? The most kasha? What does that mean? What's the most kasha now over here? Umay chazes. When the Gemara makes that statement, what's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara asking over here? What's the most kasha when it says that? When it says those words over here? What's the most kasha? Umay chazes.
What reason? My reason. Really, so little
money. The problem is in a bottle. Hey, little money. Mizrei b'sheila. It's not shnei kesuvim. It's not shnei kesuvim. I put fakert. The other way around. Sorry, the other way around. What's the most kasha? Nachamol. By the case of the Zerei B'Sheila, the case of Zerei B'Sheila, is it bottle? Shlomo. The Zerei B'Sheila. Is the Zerei B'Sheila? Yes. So frankly, one on Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. Therefore, let's learn. You see, it's bottle. It's bottle.
Why are you learning it from here? So he says, no.
And it goes, why do you have to say, why do we use this as a binyanav? When it comes to the Zerei B'Sheila, what taka do we see? We see taka that it's bottle. We talk to see it's bust. Let's learn from that at the beginning. No, you can't learn from there. That's an exception. That's the only place where heter ba michlal iser. So the word is why? Why can't that serve as the binyanav l'chol atarukula that taka min bimina is bottle? And for the Gemara, no. Rabbi Huda, no. There's another makar in the Torah, it's pumfakert, that min bimina is not bottle. Where is that bottle? Dama par dama soyer. Right?
Yes.
So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, so the bottom line is, you have two psukim. The Gemara here is saying, now it's even, Stephen. You got two psukim over. You have two halachas. Down part of the psukim, we learned that taket's not min bina is not bottle, but the zrei b'shelet is bottle. So why do you learn from one not from the other? The Gemara says chiddush shumi chiddush loigar minon, because the case of the zrei b'shelet is worse. It's more of a chiddush than the case of the dama par dama sar. Why is that so? Rashi, what's the chiddush? The lechatchila heter levatel hu iser, because lechatchila we should say ois beis in the Bach says chiddushu heter levatel ois kof go mamash meinyan inyan rot the rotz loymar the tam ki iker the kamar luhu tam gomer hu it's tam gomer hu ella tam kol luhu kamar toch a bottle be meyer v'shishen v'chi hay gavna oser it's still going to be oser. It should be Yasser. Now, I'm not sure what he means over here, but he's saying it's a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. I don't understand what he means over here in this Rashi, what he means over here in this Dahagah. Rashi says, Nachamol, Rashi says, let's see what it says over here in the Parish. What does it say over in the Parish? Shebechol mokam Yasser, lechatchil levat, oh. He means, Ein mevatlin Yasser lechatchil. That's the Kasha. Shebechol mokam also lechatchila levatul isa beheter ve'ilukan tzivsa toyo levashol lesazroya yachad ve'ayil u'mechidish loigam rino. And that's the answer. So let's compare over here what's going on over here. When it comes to the dama par dama soyer, let's analyze these two halachas. This merdik yisodus here. We have two halachas in the Torah that are soyser means mineo beit. The case of the dama par dama soyer, and there the Torah says that it's not bottle. It's not bottle. And then we have the case of the Zreb B'Shel, the Torah says that it is bottle. So one halacha gives you the message that min b'minoi is bottle, and the other gives you the message min b'minoi is not bottle. Which of the two is more of a chiddush? It's a bigger chiddush, the case of the Zreya B'Shela. Because the Zreya B'Shela, the Zreya is Isser. The Bosar is Heter. The Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor are two items of Heter. That's the difference. And Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, there's two bloods.
Yeah.
There's the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor. Yeah. Each one is the Chefzer de Heter.
Okay,
and now the Torah says, take the two, mix them together.
Yeah.
And when you're going to mix together, what's going to be the majority? The majority is going to be the Dam HaPar.
Why?
Because the Par has more blood. And the Torah says, it's not bottle. That's not a Chiddush.
The
Dama is not bottle,
oh, okay,
even though the
okay.
majority.
Okay, it.
It's
it,
not
it,
bottle.
It.
But the case of the Zerah B'Shela, the Zeroya Legabe, the other meat, is Isser. Because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat the Zeroya.
Mm-hmm.
For him, it's a Chiv Nisim de Shemayim. Mm-hmm. It has the status of Truma. But the rest of the Basar is Heter.
Yeah.
And the Torah is telling you, Lechatchila b'mevatalit. The Torah is telling you, according to three of the four opinions, take this Dover Ha'osor, the Zeroya, and put it in the same pot as the rest of the meat, the Heter, and Lechatchila, go ahead now and be Mevatlet. But don't we have a principle? Ein Mevalin Issa Lechatchila.
Right.
So the Torah over here is going off the charts. It's telling you to do something which is normally forbidden to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use such a sugya in Shas to serve as a model, l'chol ha'tarakula, what the halacha should be, b'di'evet. You can't do that. You're right. If that was the only thing that we had available, then maybe we would bend the rules. We would use this as a dogma, as a halacha makar, to say that there's something called bitol.
Right.
Maybe taka we would do that. But being that we have another source, we have the case of the dama por and the dama soyer, tzvei mine heter, heter veheter, and the Torah says min b'minoi is not bottle. And now you want to challenge me, but we have another halach in the Torah. We say min b'minoi is bottle. Listen, you're right. We have two different sugyas. One is mashma zoy. One is mashma zoy. But the bottom line is, don't go bring me when we have a choice between the two. I would like to put aside the case of the zroya b'sheila, because there the Torah is telling me to do something that's very bizarre. It's telling me lichatchila to be mevatel the yisser. So therefore, I don't want to use it as a dogma. I don't want to go use it as the makar for the halacha of min b'minoi is bottle. Okay? Very simple.
And what are you going to learn?
We're going to learn Mimino is not bottle from the case of Dama, Parva, Dama, Sawyer. We have a stira in the Torah.
Mimino is not bottle.
It's not bottle. We have a stira in the Torah. We have two halachas. Dama, par, dama, sor. From there is a gili milsa bin yinav l'chotar akula. Min bin minoy is not bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another sugi in Shas, the Zerah B'Sheila, where it's min bin minoy and the Torah is megala that it is bottle. So we have conflicting signals.
Yeah.
Which signal should we listen to?
Yeah, yeah.
So the answer is we're going to listen to the signal that is not a chiddush, that is logical. Why is and which one is that? The par dama sor. Why should we put away the case of Zerah B'Sheila? There's a fundamental difficulty in this sugya, and that is the Torah is telling you to do an avera.
To cook them together.
The Torah is telling you to take a davar ha'aser and be mevatel
chatzilah. That's according to one opinion. There's another
one opinion.
A different, remember,
right,
one
three of the four. Three of the four opinions says that this is what Torah is telling you to do. Correct.
And there's one opinion.
We're not up to that one yet. That's he's coming later. He's coming later. Oid chazon lamoid. Right now, according to these three opinions. The nail is gvaldik. The Torah, you can't go use this as a binyana because you're telling something that is also.
Yeah.
Vait in the Gemara. Vait in the Gemara. That's why we can't do this. Unbelievable Gemara. Vait. It's a chiddush. We'll make chiddush like Aminan. Frek the Gemara. If that's the case.
Were you up to
I'm up to now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Agudos seiler it's yosta. Yochi, that's the case. Lemei v'samach. Of 160, nami ligmar. Let's not go. Let's not learn out ligmar. No, in other words, why should we not ligmar? What about according to three of the four opinions? We're going to. Oh, you've now introduced. You've opened up our minds to this idea, this yisoid that the case of the zroya b'sheila is doing an avera. It's a chiddush. Mimela, what about according to three of the four opinions who hold that we taka learn from the sugya of Zeroya B'Sheila, that we are Mevatel, that Bittel applies either B'Shishim or B'Meya, according to what we learned the Gemara before. So, but why? How can you learn from the Zeroya B'Sheila? We just have concluded that it's a Chiddush, it's something that Shalei Kehalacha, Torah is telling you to do an Avera. So how then can the Tanan, the three of the four opinions, learn from the case of Zeroya B'Sheila, that there is a din of Bittel, B'Shishim, or B'Meya? Iyachi, L'Meya V'Samach Namil Ligmar, the Gemara is Otu Anan Lekula Gamrinon, Lechumra Gamrinon. Enochinami, we're only using this sugya as a chumra. Now, what does it mean as a chumra? The Midai Raisa, here we introduce to a Murdika sugya, a Murdika Yisait. The Midai Raisa, Beruba Bottle. Midai Raisa, we go Beruba. Incredible Gemara. The Gemara over here is so awesome what it's saying over here. They love this. Midai Raisa, Chad Betray. Okay? Midaraisa tzmuter. If when you cook the zeroya b'sheila with the rest of the animal, how much iser, how much heter is there? It is a lot more than double. A lot more than double. So midaraisa it's mutter off the bat. What are we doing now? We're saying even though midaraisa it's mutter, chadim trey is mutter, when it comes to tam, when there's flavor, we want to be machmer and wait until you have shishim. The whole din of shishim is always a din of derabanan. Midaraisa tzchad betray. So then you're saying chiddush. You're correct. It's a chiddush. What it says in this halacha is a chiddush because the Torah is telling you to do an avera, to be mevatel isur lechatchila, something you would never tell a child to do. You would never tell a child to be mevatel isur lechatchila. And here the Torah is telling you, go do it. Something which is an avera, how could that be a springboard to learn the basic halacha l'chol Torah kula that you have to have shishim? The answer is shishim is not a din d'oraisa. Min haTorah, the Torah was mechadesh to do an avera, and but the avera is already taken care of. Bittul of chad betray. We are just using the mathematical calculation of the volume of meat that there is in the animal verse, the amount of meat in the zroya. Only as a chumrah, that even if you have b'chad betrayed, it's still going to be aser when it comes to tam, until you can mevatel the tam b'shishim. Got it?
Yeah.
That's the answer. Shlomi, you got it?
I think so. You want to say it one more time, that last part?
We have here, what was the Mor's kasha? We're now going back to the shita of three of the four opinions.
Right.
Three of the four opinions that we started with today hold that there's something called bittul b'shishim. And where do we learn the yisugya of bittul b'shishim? From the zroya b'shela. Because the zroya b'shela relative to the rest of the animal is either one is either a 60th or 100th. The meila, it's going to be, we see the Torah says, cook it together. Gevaldik. So it's bottle. Here, that's the makar for bittul. We went on a tangent. We went off the track. And we discussed the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He's a das yochid, a das yochid. And we were mafalpel and masalsel in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'nam shechas akav hola. Let's be v'nam shechas akav hola. Shamati me'odom gadol. You know who that is? There's once himself. A person who said himself. He said, Shamati me'odom gadol. Referring to himself. Okay.
Who's that?
V'nam shechas akav hola. You know who said that? If you don't know what I'm saying, v'nam shechas akav hola, it goes to show you never opened up Pachad Yitzchak. V'nam shechas akav hola. Let's pull the kav, the line for the pen. Let's go weiter. It means, let's go weiter. V'nam shechas akav hola. Look at him. He's enjoying this shir, like he can't look. He's kvelling. The simchas hanefesh he has. It's all his. You know that his whole shir was established, was yosar al adnei poz, by Hagoyin ha'adir, Of Arya Shragaroth. He's having fish nachas. It's all his. Vaita.
Yeah.
We're out here with the Gemara. We went on a tangent.
Yeah.
And we went on the tangent. We were mafalpel in the Sugya Rabbi Yehuda. And in the Sugya Rabbi Yehuda, what did we say? We ended up bringing out a yesod that there's a major flaw in the halacha of Zroya B'Sheila. There's a major flaw. What's the major flaw? Zroya b'sheila is called a chiddush. That's called a flaw of the chiddush because the Torah is telling you to do an avera.
Yeah.
There's a Torah in the business of telling you to do an averus. Is the Torah in the business of telling you to do averus?
Does
the Torah tell you to do averus? Is that what the Torah is all about?
This is an exception.
Oh, so if it's an exception, don't use it as a source for halacha. Don't use examples of the Torah commands you to do averos to be a source for general halacha in Shas.
Yeah.
In the Zroya B'Sheila, the Torah told you to do an aver. What's the avera? It told you to be mevatel isul lechatchila.
Yeah.
Correct? It told you. So can that avera serve as a makar to teach you a halacha, to teach you a halacha, this bittul b'shishin b'chol Torah kulo?
No.
Not mestaver. You cannot, the Gemara is saying as a hanoch, as a given. It's not mistaver to take a sugya in the Torah, that where the Torah tells you to do an avera to serve as a makar for a halacha that should apply b'chol Torah kulo.
Yeah.
It's not mistaver, the svara. And for the Gemara, you're right. But we're not learning from this sugya of that takan avera, we're not learning a halacha de oraisa. We're learning a halacha midrabanan, and that you can do. When the Torah says something that is off the charts,
that
is an avera, a bitul isalichatchila, we can use it for a din deraisa, but we can use it for a din derabanan.
Yeah, yeah.
The concept, the entire sugi of bitul b'shishim, is purely din derabanan, at least in Al Gemara now. I don't even agree to that, but at least Al Gemara holds only midrabanan. Oh, midrabanan.
Why did the Chum go a step further? Why wasn't enough deraisa?
What?
Why?
That's the Chazal, because you taste the flavor. You taste the flavor. Okay. Chazal did not want you to taste the flavor. That's they didn't want it. They didn't want you to taste the flavor. Meimela,
usually about the b'sheshim.
Midrabanan, you don't need midraisa chad betray.
You never feel the taste.
Right, exactly. They don't want you to be turned as a din rabbanim.
You don't feel the flavor,
it's correct. So in the middle of that, that's the why we are permitted, because it's only a din rabbanon.
Yeah. Yeah.
The war is over here. Fine, that's answer number one. Answer number two is now the war is coming to say pumfakert. The Gemara now is saying over here is like this. What we just finished learning over here now, the Gemara, we have to remember over here, the Gemara left over with an awesome chiddush. that tam is lav ke'ikah. If tam is lav ke'ikah, so shishim is a din rabbanah, like we just said. But Rava comes to disagree, and he holds no lo nisro latam ke'ikah. Dibikachim also.
What do you mean latam ke'ikah? What do you mean
shishim? If you don't have shishim, what do you have?
And you still feel the time.
Oh,
so all the time. It depends on how strong it is. Maybe
you're right.
Wait, did you see before double charev even the elef never?
Right,
because you always feel it.
You always feel rash the beferish. Rash the beferish. If you feel the time, it's never bottled.
Okay, no.
But let's say, what is the shear of shishim? Shishim is generally is the cutoff point. Chazal made this evaluation. And generally,
it really takes shishim, away the time.
You don't feel the time.
You don't feel the time.
But let's say, Taki, you do feel the time.
We even have after, but even
less than shishim.
Less than
let's
shishim.
Say it's less than shishim. It's less than that. We assume the time is there.
Right.
So is when the time is there, is the meat also the oraisa?
No.
So we just concluded no. Rava comes to disagree. So it's Tom Kikus Deraisa. Now he's getting into the show that the Kash comes back. Tom comes back now. He goes, Tom Rav Amat Lodis Tom Kikiker. Now what does that mean? Now he comes and did the Kachim Osir, Kamashla and the Hachi Shal. In other words, then there's a very big difference. Is that he's going back to the original Sugya. He's going back to the original Sugya. Now you have to read the Rashi, because Rashi says so many, you say this.
Yeah, it's a long Rashi, okay.
Let's see the Rashi.
Tom Giger.
Tom Kimbon, the Oslo, the Kachim Giger. Now he's coming to the difference between Kachim and Chulin. Yeah. If you eat a soup, and in the soup you can taste Chazer, because they didn't clean the pot out. Okay, they have a tray for pot, yeah. It's a Ben Yoimoy, and you didn't clean it, it's milk, or whatever it is, and you have the Chazer, a tray for pot. And it was not kashered, and you put a small amount of soup, and you can taste in the pot, in the soup, you can taste, taste a shtik chazer. Is that is it the rice is the rabbanon?
Oh.
So according to Rav, it's only also the rabbanon. Why? Oh, but I can taste the tam. Tam ki ikur de oraisa only by kashim.
Oh, I see.
Not by chulin. Let's see again. Sorry. Tam kikur. Nice tam. We're going to give him the goshen kachim. Kikur mamasha.
I think that's how we pass.
Ula milsa. Kutani. Zehu lemute shor kadoshim. Zehu lemute shor kadoshim.
You learning the Rashi now?
You learning the Rashi now? We have to go back to the case of Zohar b'Sheila. So he's getting very confident. We're going back now to the original kasha. I think you were out when we said the kasha. The original kasha was. We have the case of the Zohar b'Sheila. What did it say in the Braisa? Yeah. The Braisa said, Zehu, this is the only Hechatimsa, the only Mitzias where Zehu, it's Heter Haba Michlal Isser. Yavavi had the Zohar b'Sheila being cooked with the animal itself. So in the animal, the rest of the aisle, the El Nazir, you're going to taste the flavor of the Zroya B'Sheila.
Right.
And the Torah says it's smuter. So what was the Kasha? And then it said in the Braisa, that this is the only time something like this is smuter. Zehu. But elsewhere, every other time, when you're going to be able to taste the flavor of something else, it's going to be Osur. Zehu, this is going to be smuter. Elsewhere it's going to be us. This was a challenge that we had to the number 60, the number 100. We concluded, we said, it's bottled b'shishim, it's bottled b'meya. Right, that was the sugya. What's the raya? Because Chazal made the calculation. What's the calculation? Chazal made the calculation that the arm is 1/60th of the rest of the animal.
Yeah.
Or the arm is 1/100th of the rest of the animal. Frek the Gemara, that's not true. Doesn't matter. Even though it's a 60th or 100th, you can still taste the flavor of the Zroya. How do you know that? Because the Braisa says, Zehu, this is the only time when you can taste the Isser, and it's still going to be Mutter. Zehu heter abom michlal iser, implying that elsewhere, when you have the same ratio of 60 against 1 or 100 against 1, it's going to be aser.
What do you see?
That was the word of the Bryce. I think you were out. We did. When you were out.
You still feel the taste?
That is the implication. Yes, that is the implication. So how do we answer the kasha? The rubber has the rubber. Yeah.
B-L-E-R.
Plumber? What's a plumber? What's a plumber?
I'll show you. Do some plumbing work with you.
Got me medicine today.
Ah. By the way, what did you give me?
Got me medicine today.
It's working.
What's the doctor?
You got to do that.
New stuff.
It's working. It's good.
Should come back in 2 weeks, see if it's still alive.
Yeah, see if it's drunk. It's good. Then you're going to be moved.
Dry my whole mouth out.
Very dry.
Dry my mouth out.
From the heat.
What?
From the heat. It's not from the medicine.
It's not from the medicine.
Yeah? I'm sitting here. I have this dry mouth too. And I drink. Dry for you, morning.
Thank you.